Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now 7 after the hour, let's get enthused about it. Let's work the crowd, Victoria. What do you say? It's Wednesday, February the 2nd, Groundhog Day. The only on the farm, the only good groundhog is one that isn't there. I know you were expecting me to say the only good groundhog is a dead groundhog. That may also be applicable. Anybody who's a farmer who's listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. Holes in the ground, the animals walk into it, break their leg, then you have to destroy the animal. The groundhogs are in my neck of the woods. The population is mitigated by coyotes. Also, the only good coyote is a gone coyote. You can, from my inflection, figure out what gone means. So here we have something, anyway, that every year on February the 2nd, we talk about for maybe 4 or 5 minutes, 6 minutes. It was probably 20 years ago when I was in Punxsutawney for these. I had this big broadcast because the radio station there that carries the program, so I had a big broadcast set up, and I started. It was dark, and there were people all over the place. Most of them were inebriated. and just watching the whole thing, it lasted 4 minutes. All this buildup, and isn't it funny how we get into these sort of traditions? Oh, this is so much fun every year. It's not fun. It's for the locals, I guess maybe it is. But,
because it's like a tourist trap. But don't you think, I don't know, you know how I feel about Groundhog Day. I just think it's a really weird holiday when we have weather apps and weathermen and weather people and all kinds of stuff to rip a rodent out of a tree to decide if there's more winter or not. It's like, someday this goes wrong. And it already has. Didn't Staten Island Chuck die?
Really,
there was some other Milton Mill or something like that that died in advance of Groundhog Day this year because the poor rodent just knew what was coming. He's like, I'm not in for another year of this. Come on.
There are at least a dozen of these rodents wandering around during this celebration. At least that was my experience. This is going back to the 1700s when the German settlers who came to Pennsylvania brought their superstitions with them. And, of course, as Jennifer is suggesting, the legend has it that if a Punxsutawney Phil sees his... How do we know it's a his? Could have been a her, right? You don't know whether it's a male or a female, right?
I guess, right? I'm sure up close they do, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm not even sure about
that. And you're right, Jen. Milltown Mel. I've not heard
that's
of Milltown Mel, but
apparently
that's in the, he's here in New Jersey, and he just died right before Groundhog Day. Never knew we had one in Jersey. Staten Island Chuck has a much better record, and he's more accurate in terms of like being right if we've got 6 weeks or more of winter. But Punxsutawney Phil always gets all the glory. Staten Island is overlooked.
Mm-hmm. There is the local weather people here in the Boston area are saying that this week will be the midpoint in the cold winter season, and after this week in the Northeast, temperatures will start to rise again, which I guess is good news. It hasn't been a long winter, but it has been, I don't know, it's that winter. People say, oh, yeah, they laugh at me because I get on a plane and go to the West Coast before the snowstorm comes in. But there's a reputation here in the neighborhood of me, every time there was a snowstorm coming, you could predict it by when I was going to get on a plane and get out of town. And that was somewhat significant this past weekend. But it's wintertime, and it's cold in the winter, and it snows in the winter. So let's move on to the next day that will, I'm not sure whether I think Super Bowl Sunday is a holiday or not, Valentine's Day. Somebody sent me a package with 32 Valentine tattoos in it. what anybody thinks I'm going to do with 32 Valentine cartoons.
I'm pretty sure they're temporary if they sent them to you in the mail, so don't worry about it. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
They're like stickers. But who sent that to you?
I'm not sure who sent it to me. Is that
and what the tattoo?
So it's a mysterious package with no return address, no note?
Somebody named PJ. Huh. I know somebody a long time ago named PJ, but I don't know anybody now named PJ.
Well, this is weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Did you check
along.
With your tattoo-loving son, maybe?
No, he wouldn't have done that. He's, nah. He knows what I think about tattoos. There's no reason for him. He likes them, and his wife likes them, obviously, because she's married to him, and that's fine. I just, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I don't. I just want to have that feel. When they got married, they had a tattoo guy there to put tattoos on if you want a tattoo.
I think Sophie's mom got a tattoo, right? I think I remember seeing pictures of that.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yep. Okay, so let's move into, let's not talk about Valentine's Day. Let's talk about what comes up first, and that's the Super Bowl. Actually, what people who are interested in football are talking about is Tom Brady officially announcing his retirement, which caught everybody kind of by surprise. And as I thought about it during the day yesterday, because here in New England, Brady has been pretty much a god, I was thinking about what you said regarding his signing bonus and why he would do it on Tuesday instead of wait until next Tuesday. Or, more importantly, why he would do it without going out with a big celebration, like wait till next year.
He doesn't want that. Excuse me. He doesn't want that. He's made that very clear that he didn't want a farewell season. He didn't want a victory lap. He didn't want any of that. Mm-hmm. So that's not surprising. But
why do you suppose he didn't? Was there?
I think it's just his personality. He's not. He doesn't. If you think like about how he's been, he's not like look at me. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's the GOAT, but he's also not someone who's trying to bring attention. But it's interesting, a couple things that came out. He made his announcement on Instagram, a really, long statement. And
that was a nice one.
It was very nice. He thanked his wife. Clearly, he really wanted the world to know that this was not Giselle's fault, because, everyone was already blaming her. Like, oh, it's, his wife's making him retire. So he made it pretty clear that that's not the case. And so it was nice. So the only thing is, a lot of people kind of pointed out that he only thanked the Tampa Bay fans.
Yeah, he didn't thank New England at all.
Yeah, he didn't mention
New England. But, he did thank them, I think, when he moved on to Tampa Bay after that. But maybe it was a little slight over it.
He didn't mention the Patriots by name at all. He just said the fans. And it felt more like he was... aiming it towards Tampa Bay, which a lot of people, people who love to hate on Tom Brady, they're going to come up with anything, to create more buzz about him. Oh, see, we always knew we hated him.
The only people there are two classes of people who don't like Brady here in the New England area. The people who don't like him because he left.
Right.
And the people who don't like him because he liked Trump. Those are the two categories of people who don't like him. And other than that, I don't know why you would... it seems, that just shows you the immaturity of people, some people. Anyway, here's a guy who's contributed more to football, arguably, than anybody else.
Sure.
At least over the history of the game. I'm not an expert of the game. Anybody who listens to this program knows that. But I have had a lot of respect for him, more because I like the way he looks at his wife. More than anything else, he really, you can tell.
A lot of men look at his wife that way.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
But they seem cute, though.
Yeah, they do, kind of. His children seem kind of cute. And
Bridget Moynihan came out and said something, too, and I don't remember what it was, but I think she also congratulated him. They obviously
like proud of you or something.
Yeah,
like
they didn't have a good start as co-parents, but they seem to have
okay
gotten...
Now.
Yeah, they
well,
seem
it'll
to
happen
to
when you
place.
Get pregnant and then left for Giselle. It makes you feel bad for about, at least a few years.
She's not exactly unattractive, Bridget.
No.
Right.
But anyway, that's the Tom Brady story in a capsule form. Many more conversations on the sports stations and all the tributes. Every single one of the Boston stations last night on the news devoted 4 or 5 minutes to Brady and his career and what he meant, and yada yada. And that was the lead story, by the way, on all the stations. I just checked at 6 o'clock, all of them, the lead story on all of the stations. But then there are other Super Bowl and football stories that are flying about. The NFL, the Bengals, the Rams. suing Super Bowl ticket and merchandise counterfeiters. So how are they finding out whether the tickets are counterfeit or not? What do they do to the tickets to make sure they're legit? This big lawsuit filed.
That's the question, yeah. Right? I don't know. I mean, they're tracking online activity, and so they're trying to, you know, there are plenty of online ticket outfits that sort of, you know, they look legit, and then you realize you've just bought fake tickets, and so a lot of people have fallen victim to that, so they're trying to crack down on that as well. And, you know, and then, like, T-shirts and unauthorized, all the merchandise, like, that's another big thing, that people just print up T-shirts and they're not authorized by the NFL. So they're really trying to crack down on all of it. It's like whack-a-mole to me, but, you know, good. I'd hate to see anybody buy a ticket and then show up at the game thinking they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, T-shirts are one thing, because you know what you're buying on the outside. And the NFL, right. My goodness, give it a break already. They're making so much money off this game.
Yeah.
Counterfeit tickets are a problem for the people. You show up
and
you think you're going to the game. And you're done.
That happened to me once at a Van Morrison concert in Los Angeles.
Oh,
I got bad tickets.
It's huge for counterfeiting.
Van Morrison would be so known for it.
Now, the situation in Los Angeles, though, is also worth noting. That is the cost. Brendan and I, my son and I, were talking about this last night, how I normally go out to L.A. Every couple of weekends. And so I was slated to go on Super Bowl Sunday, and the airplane ticket wasn't crazy, but I looked around at hotels where I normally stay, and the prices are 3, 4, 5 times as much. The place on Ocean Avenue that I like, a cute little boutique hotel, maybe 2.5 a night, 2.25 a night, it's $1,150 a night to stay there. And everything else is crazy, and the locals don't like it. The locals, unless if you're a business owner, you'll love it. The restaurants, the prices, wait till you see the prices on the restaurants, even the supermarkets will go bananas if that's probably a bad pun. But at any rate, that's part of the game, literally and figuratively. There's so much excitement over it. I just find it to be, it's in my mind, it's just stupid. The whole thing is.
But this is why cities bid for it, want it, and want to get the game, because it brings so much money into it.
Yeah. All right, it's 18 after. You've heard the money shot here early in the morning on the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
We've got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, those are in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now. What are your preferences for the day? It's Wednesday, the 2nd of February. Welcome to our DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria is here. Jay is off for the rest of the week. But we have trending items that we're going to open up about, including if we can't talk about Brady and his wife and his girlfriends, we can talk about J-Lo and Ben, right? Which we will do right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here we have J-Lo and Ben. You remember the old thing we used to do when we were youngsters, Jay? Let's see, Jennifer and Doug, or Victoria and Doug, sitting in a tree, K-A-S-S-I-N-G. So how do we do that? J-Lo and Ben, sitting in a tree, K-A-S-S-I-N-G. Well,
they're not
doing that. Yeah, they kind of are. People magazine story about J-Lo and Ben. It's kind of a cute story, don't you think? Don't you think it's...
Yeah.
I mean, women think this is very romantic.
I know Jen's not a huge fan of Bennifer, but Jay and I have been shipping Bennifer from the beginning, so we're very, very happy that they're together.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I mean, I'm happy that they're together. Like, I think it's great that they're happy. I just didn't like what he turned into the last time he was with her. He just, I don't know. He kind of lost the Boston guy and instead was like just, I don't know.
L.A. guy.
Somebody without socks on a boat.
So she says it's beautiful the way it feels different than it was a couple of years ago.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah. When you find somebody, you really, really love them. You get a second chance at that. This is a rare, precious, beautiful thing, and we don't take it for granted. So she specifically talks about Ben saying, quote, I'm so proud of the man he's become. I've watched from afar. So was she pining for him over the 20 years?
Apparently.
They loved each other, obviously.
Yeah, but everyone from her inner circle has said that, you know, he was the love of her life. He's the one that got away. She's never really been in love with anybody else other than Ben. And yeah, I think that, I mean, you can just see it when they look at each other, even when they're just like going out to dinner and the paparazzi catches them.
What's wrong with it? It's really wonderful to see that sort of thing.
I love it. I mean, I'm super happy for that. I think they are adorable together. And who doesn't love a Hollywood ending that, like, I mean, this is like from a movie. You know, 20 years later.
The movie that's called Marry Me with Owen Wilson. I don't usually like Owen Wilson, but the trailers I've seen for this, I kind of like the way I like the story.
I'm excited for this. It looks really cute.
Yeah, I think it opens up next weekend. So
the 11th,
Marry Me, it's called. And just the trailer anyway. Looks like it's worth your time it's time to go back to the movies. The Murder on the Nile is coming out, so let's get some excitement about the movie, shall we? It's 28 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. GM continues to accelerate its growth as a platform innovator and announced new commercial applications of its HydroTech fuel cell technology. HydroTech projects, which are currently in development from heavy-duty trucks to aerospace and locomotives, are being planned for use beyond vehicles for power generation. These fuel cell generations could ultimately replace gas and diesel burning generators. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Millions of people use Zoom Phone, the innovative and feature-rich cloud phone system for businesses of any size. Zoom Phone is simple to use, whether you're on a mobile device, desktop, laptop, or desk phone. And because every call is important to your business, Zoom Phone was built with reliability in mind, using geographic redundancy to keep your communications online. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Visit zoom.com/phone system. Zoom, how the world connects.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you. I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More, pickup and delivery available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defund the police policies throughout the United States continue to have negative effects on law enforcement in this nation. An off-duty rookie NYPD cop was shot and hospitalized when two suspects tried to steal his car as he was driving to work in Queens last night. The two suspects were arrested. And yesterday, in Bridgewater, Virginia, two campus police officers were murdered at a school of 1,500 students. David Bushman is the president of Bridgewater College.
They were very well known to students. They were always seen together. Their relationship was very close as well, and so it's meaningful. So we feel this very deeply.
27-year-old Alexander Wyatt Campbell was arrested nearby the Liberal Arts College. Although Russia and the United States have been sending letters back and forth over tensions on the Ukraine border, no details are being released. Russian President Vladimir Putin did say Tuesday the Kremlin's main complaints, quote, had been ignored, end quote. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As many Americans believe we should have boycotted the Winter Olympics in China based on their human rights records and slavery against the Uyghurs in China, Republican Senator from Tennessee Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the Chinese Communist Party is only interested in corporate sponsorships and worldwide attention from the reward of hosting an Olympics.
We know that the Chinese Communist Party is not that interested in Biden's response to a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics. All they're wanting are the TV cameras and the corporate sponsorships to be there so that they can showcase Beijing. We know that there are some people, it is reported, that have been put under arrest and they're not going to be able to protest. There has been a censorship purification project of the Internet. All stories are going to have to be approved by the Chinese Communist Party. This is every bit part of their propaganda. We're fully aware of that. And, you know, Rob, you've heard me say time and again over the past year, we should have had the USA Freedom Games so that our athletes would not have been deprived of the opportunity to compete.
It should be noted the Tokyo Olympics were postponed for a year because of the pandemic, and with the same surge going on in China right now, the Chinese somehow avoided a postponement. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're not going to even know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four after the hour now here on the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, sharing our thoughts, sharing what's going on in the world, the events of the day that are important. You found your home team right here. Speaking of the home team, the Super Bowl, I guess there's so much focus. This is not normally a sports program or a football program for sure, but there's so much stuff floating around about football. It seems that we don't do justice to having a conversation about the real world if we don't, play over some of the things like what it's costing to buy food for your tailgate party, for your Super Bowl party, if you're going to have one. Costs are up 14% from the same time last year. What do you usually buy, though? What do you have? Chicken wings and hamburger.
Chicken wings are a big one, right? Yeah. I feel like that's probably the number one thing. Yep. chicken wings and hamburgers or
pizza,
you know, some sort of
kind of stuff.
Yeah. Or like those dips and stuff, right? That's another big one.
Are you? Is anybody here having a party? Jennifer, are you going to a party? No.
No, it's a school night. No fun.
Yeah.
Is it? Right. Well, what time is the game being played there? They're doing it in, so it would be 5 o'clock in the afternoon there, right? Because it's on in prime time. Isn't the game?
Yeah, but you think about that. I mean, my bedtime is 7, so, or it should be.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks to this program not being a midday show.
Huh? Right.
Well, that'd be a little difficult.
My reality.
It would clash with your morning program in Los Angeles. So,
not if it started after.
Yeah. Right.
I'd be okay with that.
Oh, right. Perfect. The singer that's going to perform the national anthem at the Super Bowl has been announced. Mickey Guyton. What do we know about him?
Her.
I guess she'll how much I know about him, her.
Okay. She's big in country music, that's all I know, so I will hand it over to Jen.
You know, I actually don't, this is really funny, I feel like you're the one that's told me about Mickey Guyton. I've not really run into her in country music yet, but also I don't listen to a lot of the new stuff. I kind of have my country music like on rewind, basically, so, but I do know she's one of the biggest, brightest stars in country music, and I know she got a lot of Grammy nominations. So it should be interesting. It'll probably be the first time a lot of people are exposed to her, so hopefully she
does
a good job and wins over
her
fans.
Yeah, she's got a really big voice, and I've heard her sing, you know, here and there, but the first time I really saw her perform was at Rockefeller Center for the tree lighting this year.
Oh, yeah.
And she was wonderful. She was so good. She sang a lot of classic, a little bit of a country, you know, sort of like vibe to it, but it wasn't like overtly country, but she did a lot of like classic Christmas stuff. She was really good. And like Jen said, she has a lot of Grammy nominations. She's actually the first black woman to ever receive a Grammy nomination in the Best Country Solo category. So she's making some headway.
I wish we were not making this. There are so many people who will say because she's got the job because she's a black woman. And there haven't been any.
She's one of the hottest stars in country music,
I get it.
Is what
you're
I would
gonna,
say.
You're not arguing with me. I'm just telling you that what happens with stuff like this is because of Black Lives Matter and all the other things that have come to the surface over the past 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, however long it's been, that the fact that the emphasis is on the fact that she's a black woman and a country singer. Remember all of, well, you don't remember. Country Charlie Pride. It's kind of like Jackie Robinson playing baseball or whatever.
Charlie
other.
Pride, big deal though.
Yeah,
Charlie
the black
Pride
guy
was
that was
huge
a,
deal. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and but he everybody he wasn't a huge deal because he was a good singer. It was a huge deal because he was black.
Well,
and
he that,
well
was a
no,
too.
He was a good singer.
No, yeah. I grew up with it. Don't believe me. It was because he was black, not because. I'm talking about the way it was portrayed, the way that it was presented, the way people thought about it. And this is what I object to about all of this stuff. This woman is a fabulous singer from all accounts and has nothing to do with the fact that she's black. It has to do with the fact that she's a good singer. And so we lose the balance here instead of this woman professionally being acknowledged for being a great singer on the minds of a lot of people. It's the fact that she's black, and it.
But who's saying that? Because I saw this all over social media, and everyone was happy about this decision.
Okay.
So
well, that's maybe a different wheelhouse. I'm just telling you that.
Are you saying older people are saying that? Oh, she's only gotten this gig because she's black.
No, I'm saying
like, I don't
that
get
I'm giving you my spin on it based on my experience with the first blacks in anything, and I find it. Not, I don't, if outrageous is the word I use, it isn't really what I'm thinking. I just find it tragic that we have so much emphasis on the color of somebody's skin instead of on their ability to do whatever the job is that they're performing. It is, I just find
well,
it
but,
immature.
Right, but when someone breaks a boundary at, by
not,
becoming
listen,
the first
I'm not
black
arguing
woman
with you,
to be
Victoria.
Nominated.
I'm not, this is not an argument. I agree.
Okay.
That she deserves the attention that she's getting, but the reason that she's getting it in a lot of circles is because she's black. We are not colorblind in this country or in this world, and that's too bad. I find it in my utopia, we would not think about black, and we wouldn't think about color of skin, we wouldn't think about religion, we wouldn't think about age. We just think about, are you good or are you not good?
Well,
I can't tell you how many people don't carry this radio program because they think I'm too old. And it burns my butt. So I equate that with all of this other stuff that goes
okay,
on.
Okay, so let me just comment about Mickey Guyton, though, for one second, just to bring it back for a second.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that, more than race or sex or anything, one of the things that I think the NFL has pretty consistently done is that they never give a nod to country music, folks, for the halftime show. They never have country
music.
Which
they should, because of people that follow.
And it's really stupid, because it's the number one format in the country, right? Country music is the most popular format.
No, it's not. Talk
aside from talk. But, I mean, I'm talking about music. You're not going to have, like, you know, Sean Hannity do the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Oh, God. It might be funny to watch.
Or me, or all of us go out there and do it. Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, but country is so popular that, and they ignore it year after year after year. And it's too bad, because there are some great showmen. I think Garth Brooks has done it, but I think that's the only exception. And so every year they put someone else in there. And there are great people in country music that could be capable of holding down the halftime show, like Blake Shelton, who could bring out his people from the boys. They just don't want to do it because it's an NBC thing and it's CBS or whatever. What they typically do is give the tip of the hat to country music with the national anthem or America the Beautiful. That's what they did Luke Bryan a couple of years ago. It's how they try to bring in country music people, is by giving them this job. And I almost think that's, like, forget your race talk. I mean, to me, that's more outrageous. Like, why not let a country act do it?
Yeah, right. Exactly, yeah.
I mean, yeah, and I think that's a great point when you consider how many country acts sell out massive stadiums.
Oh,
and Luke Bryan.
Think about Florida, Georgia Line.
Jason
Aldean or Luke Bryan. They're totally capable of doing
the
Super Bowl show.
Faith Hill and her husband, I forget what his name, what's the Faith Hill?
Tim McGraw. Yeah,
during that TV show, those people are all over the place. Now, here's another example of what I'm talking about. The fellow who is the coach of the Dolphins has sued the NFL and other teams that he's worked for discrimination. His name is Brian Flores.
Did you read the whole story, though?
Filed a class action lawsuit against the NFL. I'm not, the whole story, he claims racial discrimination in their hiring practices, but it just brings it around to that same theme. It doesn't make any difference.
That's hard to know, and he's bringing the race element in, and that is going to be something that, like, whoever the jury or the judge is going to have to decide. But what was pretty poopy is that the reason that we even know about this is because Bill Belichick, your buddy from Boston, Bill Belichick sent a text message to Brian Flores basically saying, hey, congratulations on the new coaching job. And he's like, are you talking to me? Because this was a job that he was wanting to apply for, he was going to be up for, but they hadn't even interviewed him yet. And so he gets this congratulatory note from Bill Belichick, and then Bill Belichick's like, oh, man, I hoped I wasn't going to make this mistake. I'm so sorry. No, I think they're going with the other guy. And so then Brian Flores had to sit through a dinner meeting with the ownership of the team. He had to sit through an interview process.
It was all a waste
of his
time.
And he already knew that they had made a decision. Now, I'm not convinced that it's because he was black and the other guy was white. They could have plenty of reasons for choosing the white guy over the black guy without having skin color come to play. Yeah. But just by and large, as a human being, that's really crappy when you know you're not going to get the job, yet you have to go through the motions of getting it, especially when it's a job like a head coach somewhere.
But why would you?
Because he's you play nice and he's
a gentleman.
He did the right thing, but still, you know, then the other thing that came up is that he had a meeting before he got his job at the Dolphins. He interviewed with the Broncos and he had a meeting with John Elway, who was an hour late and apparently really hungover and was never going to give him the job anyway. And so they call this the Rooney Rule, where you have to basically interview. The NFL has a policy that requires teams to interview minority candidates for head coaching jobs. They basically, well, you're a black guy who maybe could do it, so we're going to interview you and waste your time. I don't think he's in the wrong here at all. It's going to be interesting, like Jen said.
Why is he
how
no
this
longer with the
out.
Miami Dolphins?
Last month he left the Dolphins. I don't know what happened. I mean, just because the Dolphins are bad, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
So,
well, he had a winning season. They offered to pay him $100,000 to lose because they wanted draft picks. Every time there was a loss, they wanted to pay him $100,000 a game to get it.
Jeez.
Welcome to football.
Great.
Yeah, right. How is that even legal?
The Broncos,
like,
by the way.
Team.
Yesterday announced they are for sale. What's the price tag? $4 billion for the Denver.
I mean, is that surprising?
Broncos.
I don't think it is.
It may not be surprising, but it's a value discussion. It's business, and I get it. And the Denver Broncos are real. I have my cousin, who passed away a few years ago, lived in Denver, had season tickets, lived next door to the coach of the Broncos, and I remember meeting the guy, and I don't even remember what his name is now, but I remember the big to-do about it. Denver is kind of like Miami, or maybe in many of the other places. I mean, we just finished, the taxpayers in Massachusetts just paid for a rail line to go from Framingham, my hometown, down to Foxborough Stadium. They redid the whole rail line so that on Sundays when there's a home game, you can get the you can get a ride. Actually, you can take they have trains from Boston going down to Foxborough. If you're in Worcester, you can get on the train and then come to Framingham and then go down through the backwoods and alleys of the little towns that get down to Foxborough. But it cost them, I don't know, $40 million to redo the track for one day a week for what? How many games? Seven local games? How many local, if there are 13, 14 games in a season, seven or eight of them are at home, right? So
yeah, that
it shows
right.
you the power of the game and the interest that's in the game. And I know I'm an outcast here when I talk about it, although I look at it differently.
Would you just show up at the meetings with like a concussion sign? And
I know.
Well,
a big bandage around his head.
Yeah. I have a different point of view about football that is professional. These guys sign a contract. They know what they're in for. So I don't – that isn't what bothers me. It's the high schoolers, college kids that get involved and get hurt so badly. I just think, as I've said many times, I might as well say it again, if you're a parent that encourages your son – to play football or your son and daughter to play soccer without the proper precautions. Soccer, different, but I think it's an irresponsible thing for a parent to do. I know a lot of, it's for the team, it's for the, baloney. Are you worried about your youngster? There's so many examples of people getting hurt in a way that's unnecessary in my mind. All right, 48 after the hour.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs.
Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here we go, 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time every day at this time. Victoria Keelan shines with a couple of stories that are of interest and import. I won't go into at the moment the conversation that Victoria and I had yesterday several times about my new iPhone. That'll be a separate shining light on the hill for later. Meanwhile, Coachella is in our focus. Why?
They are selling lifetime festival passes for the first time, but you have to buy an NFT to get one. So the Coachella launched an NFT.
Explain what an NFT is for the unwashed?
Non-fungible token. It's basically, it's like a digital, it's a digital ticket, essentially, that you can, for Coachella. But an NFT, it can be a song, it can be a music festival. It's essentially like you're buying an imaginary share in it. If that makes sense. It's kind of like So what they're doing with Coachella is that they launched this NFT marketplace, and they have 3 collections of NFTs going on sale this Friday. They're going to auction off the Coachella Keys collection, a group of 10 NFTs that allow holders lifetime tickets to the festival. So if you are an owner of the token, you get passes to Coachella every year, plus access to other Coachella-produced virtual experiences for perpetuity. I guess you can, if you die, I'm not sure actually how NFTs work, if they can be bequeathed or not. Not sure about that. I'll have to look that up. But NFT purchases also include special perks for the 2022 festival coming up, like front row access, a celebrity chef dinner, things like that. The festival is dipping into the NFT craze that's happening right now. And so we know last November, Coachella's parent company is AEG. They're the ones who renamed the Staples Center the Crypto.com Arena, which no one's really jazzed about the name. Probably will always call it Staples Center. But they're it's not really surprising that Coachella is now moving into this digital area. Other traditional companies are trying to do this as well. NFT resales often net profits for the original seller, which could be a boon for something as permanent as a lifetime pass. So if the NFTs are resold, Coachella, the photographers, the art installation artists, the design artists, they all get a royalty from it. So that's actually good news for everyone involved with it. Ticketing is often raised as a case for using NFTs and blockchains. Before Coachella, the NFL announced in November they were going to tack on NFTs to tickets for select games. However, in the case of the NFL, the digital token itself doesn't actually gain you entry to the event, so it's kind of like, what's the point? Why are you spending money on this? But owners of the Coachella NFT will give you a token, and you can redeem that token every year for 2 festival passes. So digital ticketing and resales are getting, you know, more and more popular, and so this is not going away anytime soon. We'll probably just be seeing more of it.
Sweet. And that's for those who can understand what an NFT, even after you told the story, I don't get what an NFT is. I know what you said. That doesn't mean that I get it.
You're basically, right, you're buying a digital piece of something that can never be replicated or you know, or copied.
Yeah. Like
that's what it is.
That's what they say. But then you're going to see people, it'll be somebody will figure out how to hack it or how to do it, like the fake tickets to the ball
maybe
for the football game. Yeah,
yep.
It's like everywhere. Okay, up next, Google is going to help you out, or see, that's what they're going to tell you they're going to do. Whether it really helps or not, we'll figure out after this.
You've already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
All right, so Victoria, what is Google adding to help people out?
Google search results for domestic violence-related topics will now show a box with contact information for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So if you search things like domestic violence or boyfriend hit me, any of those types of, you know, relative terms for domestic violence, then that box will pop up with a direct link to call. The hotline offers 24 hours a day support, available in English and Spanish, as well as 200 other languages through interpreters. So they say intimate partner violence affects 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men over the course of their lives.
Yep. Man. All right, that's not a pleasant statistic at all. 59 past the hour. You've come to the end of another great hour of the DJV program.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.